Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates, the law firm. This is Ask the Lawyer, People, Power, and Politics. And listen, my people, it's decision time. We have to do our mail-in voting. We have to do the regular voting. And most of all, you better vote, because our city is in a crisis. We need great, not just good leadership to help us for the next 4 years, 8 years. And, you know, unfortunately for our community that took the brunt of COVID-19, you know, we have had a lot of issues. And these are some of the issues that we would like to see addressed in the next mayor's office, mayor's administration. And the three candidates that we love, we think that could accomplish those goals, are the candidates Maya Wiley, Catherine Garcia, and Eric Adams. Those are our endorsees. Those are the people that our readership likes. These are the people our electronic people like. We are in the community. We have had meetings with many of various organizations, leaders in our community, and these are the three people that seem to make sense for us. In terms of issues, what are the issues? We at the Caribbean American Weekly, the Immigrants Journal, Workers World Today. We would like to see voting rights for green card holders in municipal elections. We believe that they could address that issue. We would like to see the desegregation and proper funding of New York City public schools. We would like to see the disparity in health issues such as diabetes, heart disease, HIV, AIDS, and the recovery from COVID-19 pandemic to be addressed. These are serious issues in our community. We obviously want public safety and protection from law enforcement in terms of stop and frisk and other issues that obviously could lead to our unwarranted and unconstitutional incarceration. We would like to see the creation of jobs and support and opportunities for minority businesses. In a nutshell, these are the issues that we think Caribbean American Weekly, the Immigrants Journal, Workers World Today, we believe that these are the priority issues in our community, and we believe that these three candidates, Maya Wiley, Ms. Garcia, and Eric Adams, should be our choices, ranked choices. You vote for them in the order that you would love, but just vote for those three people. Peace.
You are listening to People Power and Politics.
Based on our interviews and observations of the candidates throughout the election process, we agree with our readership and support the above-mentioned candidates. Here are snippets of our endorsements. Full stories can be read at our websites, www.cawnyc.com and www.workersworldtoday.com. You can also listen to interviews at www.pppradio.nyc. Maya Wiley has shown herself to be a principled, bold, progressive, and visionary leader. A mom and civil rights lawyer, Ms. Wiley is seeking to become the first woman and first woman of color to be the mayor of New York City. Ms. Wiley is confident she can function well as the next mayor of New York City and get New Yorkers results. During an interview, she pledged her support for the Black, Brown, and immigrant communities and promised to treat these communities with the respect and dignity that is not always forthcoming. Ms. Maya Wiley stated, "For me, the issues that our immigrant brothers and sisters face are central to the things that we must fix. So this is a city we can all live in with dignity. That means that our people, the Caribbean diaspora, who are our residents, our people, whether they have documentation or not, are contributing to the city, are our essential workers, are paying taxes, and deserve the full recognition of the city government for what they add to communities. For me," Ms. Miley stated, "that includes making sure immigrants can vote in municipal elections exactly as used to happen in our school board elections. I support that because we need to have a vote to have a voice. And anyone who is building communities in this city and being part of our solution has to have a voice." Catherine Garcia is known as a no-nonsense and no-frills manager who believes in and gets the job done. She comes up with a plan and executes it to detail and perfection. Ms. Garcia is looking to bring the job over 14 years of government experience. Garcia is an individual that epitomizes the New York spirit, progressive, optimistic, strong, energetic, defying yet stable and welcoming. Bidding to lead a city formed from the amalgamation of a variety of cultures and people from around the world who arrive in the city in search of a better life. During her interview, Garcia emphasized a plan for small businesses to reopen and stay open and a green future. "We have lost hundreds of thousands of jobs and we need them to come back. That means supporting small businesses, giving them access to public space for arts, culture, restaurants. I know that they need support. We need to make sure they are getting low interest loans from the city, that they also are not being subjected to the city's fines and fees," stated Garcia. She strongly believes in improved community policing, which drives down crime, yet restores community trust in the city's law enforcement agency. She stated during our interview, "They need to not over-enforce on a community just because of how they look. Those that do treat people badly based on the color of their skin need to be held accountable." Eric Adams has a story that many New Yorkers can relate to. Born in poverty, beaten at the hands of the police, and rising from the ashes to be a proud son and productive member of society. Adam's determination from being beaten from the police to becoming one and rising through the ranks shows his determination and focus. He has enjoyed a successful public career, moving from state senator to Brooklyn borough president, and now leading candidate for New York City mayor. Adams has shown a strong commitment to addressing the issues of crime and gun violence. His passion and advocacy for health is his legacy as Brooklyn Borough's president. In a recent town hall meeting with the Ethnic Press Media, when Caribbean American Weekly asked about advocating and supporting voting rights for green card holders in municipal elections, Adams said, "Yes, during a pandemic, I saw immigrants at the forefront, keeping the city moving. The basic foundation of this country is taxation with representation. Permanent residents should have representation as they are paying taxes. I definitely support voting rights for green card holders in municipal elections." He also promised to create We Rise agenda to raise immigrant safety and empowerment. Adams said, "My administration will lift up immigrants as high as Lady Liberty lifts her torch in our harbor as a beacon of hope for all who come to our shores. We will ensure that together we rise."
People power in politics. Hard talk. riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.